It's time for Let's Chat with Rustech, a podcast dedicated to helping entrepreneurs just like you. When starting out, entrepreneurs often feel they need to go it alone, and I'm here to tell you that's just not the case. Entrepreneurs have a lot of questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Nick Russell, and this is Let's Chat with Rustech. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Let's Chat with Rustech. My name is Nick Russell, and today I want to talk about one of my favorite shows, one of my favorite sitcoms, Seinfeld. Now, this is an entrepreneur slash marketing podcast, so why would I talk about a comedy that was essentially about nothing? Well, I'll tell you that in just a little bit. Now, if you remember Seinfeld, no matter what the show did on a specific episode, the next episode had nothing to do with the previous. Other than the main cast of characters, the whole kind of premise of the show, really, it was about nothing. Now, if you watch something like How I Met Your Mother or Community or The Office, you know, there's kind of a storyline there. Seinfeld, basically about nothing. I think that's what made that work so well and why audience just kind of, it drew them in. Now, the actors in it were absolutely hysterical and perfect for all of their roles. So obviously that helped. But I think to have a premise like that, nothing like that had been done before in the past. So when talking about Seinfeld, and how that relates to marketing, and it kind of ties into everything that we've talked about in the last few episodes. And when you're using funnels, which we've been talking about for the last little bit, to start generating leads and growing your email list, you have to kind of use that follow-up funnel, that next email sequence, to introduce yourself to your audience. And kind of tell your story. And that's what the soap opera sequence was all about. So what happens after the soap opera sequence? How you continue to provide value to your audience. Now, you could have a handful of different opening sequences for different offers that are different, that go out to different audiences. But at the end of the day, when you use what they call the Seinfeld sequence, which is a sequence of emails that's just ongoing. So like the soap opera sequence, that was a 5-day set of emails. That was a 5-day sequence. And that was it. That kind of tied up that soap opera sequence. Now with the Seinfeld sequence, that's something that's ongoing. Now, when it goes back, Russell talks about doing this daily. For me personally, I don't like sending out emails every single day. I know my audience and I would lose subscribers because they would just get overwhelmed with emails. We all get overwhelmed with emails and I see it myself in my inbox. I have marketers that send emails to me daily, maybe twice a week. I have some just weekly. I have some even monthly. Now, it all depends on your audience and you know your audience best. But using the Seinfeld sequence is basically kind of, think about it like posting a social media. You're posting value to your audience. Now, this is just something that's delivered right to their inbox, as opposed to you posting it and hoping they see it on whether it be Instagram or Facebook or TikTok or Twitter or whatever the case may be, right? You're providing value using a different method, a different platform. Now, not every email has to have an offer attached to it. Now, I do send out emails about my blog going out, and I want people to click on that link, but it doesn't always have to be that. It could be just an email providing value. You went to the supermarket or the grocery store or whatever, and something funny happened. And it kind of ties into you maybe buying a Snickers bar that was in that little rack next to the cashier. because that was an upsell that they put in place. So you can tie that little upsell into talking about funnels, right? So that's how grocery stores are kind of laid out. They want you to go through the grocery store in a certain way. That's why the produce section is here, and then the your breads and all that, and then your meats, and then the frozen section is on the completely other side. That's all by design. And the same thing when you get into the cashier line, and they'll have that big rack of chocolate bars and gum and magazines. Those are kind of the upsell. You've already gone through the funnel. You've gone through the grocery store. You've got what you wanted. You've got what you needed. And then they flash a Snickers bar right in front of you. That's there as an upsell for you to get. So it could have been a funny experience. And that's something that you can send an email to your audience, type that out, send it off, and maybe tie in something that has to do with funnels or whatever the case may be. Make sure that it's something that kind of relates to your audience, makes a more personal side, shows them a more personal side of yourself, and that continues to relate to your audience and help grow that audience, right? Now, we were just talking about Seinfeld sequence and funnels, and believe me, that is one of the best ways for you to grow your email list. And that's exactly what I want to do for you. I want to help you grow that email list, and I want to do that absolutely free for you. So if you stay tuned for an extra minute or two to the end of this podcast, I've got a special offer for you. But other than that, that's really all I had for you. Is it's not even just a sequence of emails. Once you have, you've got these leads through your funnel, once they've gone through your soap opera sequence, this is the next step in getting them to engage with you and you engaging with them to build that relationship. Is whether it be a daily, a couple of times a week, a weekly, a monthly, it doesn't matter. You know your audience, but sending out these emails and remembering what the 80-20 rule is, you know, not bombarding them with offers, but still telling them stories, providing them value with whatever it is that you're doing, and then using that to eventually upsell them to whatever offer it is that you have. So with all that said, it was just a quick, short, and fun podcast this week. And with all that said, I can't wait to chat with you again next week. Hey, everybody, hold up one second. Now, you just heard me talk about how amazing funnels are and how well they can actually work. But I don't want to just tell you, I want to show you. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to give you a ClickFunnels account free for 14 days, just so you can see how amazing ClickFunnels is. And even better, I'm going to build you one funnel absolutely free. I'm going to build you a funnel so you can start generating leads and building your email list, so you can better serve your audience. So all you have to do is head to info.rustechmedia.com/free funnel, and that's all yours. I can't wait to build your next funnel.